Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, the Bahamas Football Association, Better Living Health Center, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grace Kennedy Money Service, Grosvenor Medical Center, Jazz in the Gardens, Click, Marco's Pizza, New Life, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war.
And we are, well, this is the introduction, isn't it? Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I hope you guys are good out there. I hope everything is good with you guys. Forgive me. I was two steps late in my barber's chair doing my thing. So I hope you guys are good out there on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, February 26, 2025. I pray that you guys are good. I know that your grass is good. I'm happy to be able to see the land get a little saturated out there. And some things happened, so I'm grateful for that. And I'm hoping that you're grateful also in preparation to be able to see the end of this month. But before we get to the end of this month, got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South in preparation for the next month. You know you got to get yourself insured and prepared to be able to ascend to decency and order. So go down there and check them out, 341-1-AFS. 341-1-AFS. They'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. And Grosvenor Medical Center wants to be able to let you guys know that screening for colorectal cancer should begin at the age of 45. Reduce your risk for colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy today at a reduced price for the months of March and April at the office of Dr. Harold Munnings, located next to the Princess Margaret Hospital. We're offering an even lower price for those who present their NHI cards. Give them a call today at 328-5550. That's 328-5550. They're in that kind of a space making some things happen. Guys, grateful to be with you. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there as to exactly what's been happening over there. You got the F&M in the front of the paper today. Things are happening. This is peculiar. We're going to talk about that. F&M wants answers on the moorings deal, demands accountability over the cancel seabed lease. And Mitchell says that answering the question isn't worth the trouble sometimes. Mitchell says that answering questions isn't worth the trouble sometimes. I like Fred Mitchell, and I always tell you that. But I believe that as we, and I'd like to say ascend, but it's really descend, right? And sometimes it is into this sort of an idea of isolation. And whenever we talk about a silo, it's never an ascension. It's deeper down. Political organizations are silos. So when we start to be able to identify party politics and politicians with the responsibility of being able to articulate a posture or position for their organization, it's, for me, for the most part, dissension. And so when I look at Fred Mitchell in his particular position, I feel like this is a conversation wrapped in dissension, to say that it isn't worth the trouble sometimes. Yes, accountability can be a rough thing, especially when decisions are made when you weren't involved, especially when you're at the forefront in your capacity as the chairman of the organization to be able to speak on behalf of decisions that you had no voice in. You was not able to advise them to say go in the contrary direction. And so it's easier for this thing to be swept under the rug. It's easier for this thing to be, you know, to not speak of these particular things. However, you have a social responsibility. And from your commitment and your desires, even as a child, to ascend to the position of politics, now that you attain that, now that you've been able to capture that, you have the responsibility of transparency. Talk to me. And sometimes we forget that. For the years that you've committed to service in this country, I know that it could be a thing that you believe that the direction that you seek, the direction that and the path that you've coursed and pushed through over the years is a correct course, but not always so. Transparency, accountability is the order of the day. And not because the FNM says so, because the Bahamian people deserve that. The people of Fox Hill deserve that. The people of this country deserve that. The men and women that you continue to fight for within the Foreign Service, they deserve that transparency. We're giving a great deal. And though we may not necessarily be at the forefront like you, you still have a responsibility to be able to do these things. So don't look at this as a spat between two political organizations, but understand this to be, no matter how people view the country, you have a responsibility of accountability and transparency to the Bahamian people. So it's not worth the trouble sometimes, because they always kind of gnaw at it and expand it and want more and go deeper. I accept that. But forget Michael Pintard. Forget the Free National Movement, and know that you're speaking to the Bahamian people, the people that you come out looking for votes from. We want transparency, we want accountability. So I just want to be able to say that to you. I've always admired your transparency and this kind of a vulnerability to the Bahamian people to say, hey, look, I come in looking for votes. I know that you have me an indifferent view about me, but I will work my behind off to ensure that I get this particular thing done for you. And for the most part, this is the posture that those persons have taken who have come in contact with you and who support you in Fox Hill. So let's not change that. Let's not change that because decisions are being made around you without your knowledge. Let's just be forthcoming and say this is the position that we're in. No Bahamian could help you if you ain't honest. And that goes to the entire organization, including the Free National Movement. None of us could help you if you don't come to us with honesty. If we have to find out that you are lying to us, if we have to find out after doing some digging and something is spilt out to the forefront and we look at that in all its glory and say, mother sick, that's not going to bode well for you. So let's just be transparent and consistent in our position and being able to do those things. Man convicted of molesting a boy, he babysat. It has to come to a point where you're going to allow me to be able to say some things without cringing. Some of these men don't need to be able to be here anymore. I just want to be decent as I say that. They need to go. And I don't know whether or not you want me to say that with formality and say they need to be hanged. That's not what I mean. I just think they need to leave. And we have to figure out a way to get rid of these nasty, no good men. I don't know why. Maybe your mind is not wrapped in the responsibility that you have. Maybe you're deep in this perversion. We can't allow you to destroy the next generation because of your lust and desire. We got to talk like this. Guys, the line's going to be wide open. In the studio with me today is none other than my very good friend, Garth Roseboro, being able to talk to me and talk about it today. At 1 o'clock, we're going to be able to expect a call from Toby Smith. So we're going to be able to get that call at 1 o'clock today. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Howard Grant. It's another great day. Privilege to be in your company. And woke up this morning to many interesting conversation, as you mentioned, the activity Uncle Michael wrote at the Gerald Cass School with the Free National Movement. That conversation started after 6 this morning. And then I had another conversation where we witnessed a preacher man wearing high heels. I don't know if you saw that particular video, but he was preaching.
The cussing preacher dad, I don't know if you know him.
But I saw him
on
before.
The internet. He's cussed, boy. Oh, God.
Oh, he dead?
Yeah, he dead. He's 67 years old.
Damned to hell or saved in heaven?
Listen, I don't know where he gone. His wife said
he
asked for forgiveness.
Oh, he did?
That's what his wife said.
Okay.
But this dude is cussed. Like there wasn't even the existence of a God.
After the order of Peter, St. Peter.
You think Peter was a cusser?
Yeah, that's what the Bible says.
I think Peter and David was a cusser.
I think many people was cussing in the bedroom, but I ain't got.
Yeah, but if Jesus is going looking for these fellas, who wouldn't know how to cuss and catch fish? What you want him to do?
Well, that's another conversation.
Jesus, what we do is catch fish and cuss. That's what we just do. You come here looking for me?
Because you know
what
the ways.
You want me to do?
You know the ways of the sinner, my friend.
What you want me to
you
do?
You know the ways of the sinner. I had another conversation on the mooring situation in Exuma. And then, of course, you know, the question about where we headed as a people was another conversation. And I think we have to identify, Howard. I think this is why you have to show the foundation. Very important for people to tune in. I do believe there is a shift based on our way of thinking in the country due to programs like this. And I'd just like to say that the synopsis of the conversation this morning, Howard, is that many people look at other people for the things that they possess, not understanding that when you understand what true value is, then you begin to experience true joy.
What you say, my brother? Come inside, man. Let people know who you are. Introduce yourself.
I haven't seen this face in a while.
Man, listen to me.
I haven't seen this face in a while.
What's happening with you?
Good morning.
It's afternoon. You think you on C8M show. It's afternoon. It's a good afternoon to people.
They call it brunch and lunch.
It's brunch and lunch. What's happening with you, my brother?
All is well.
Last week I saw you, but go ahead.
Well, you know, this is where we are right now. And this kind of an idea, Garth, as we sit down in this position and we assess the country. Now, you said those conversations started from 6 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, the nation is talking is what I'm trying to get. You know, you wake up in the morning, you have your breakfast, you get your bath, et cetera, get your house in order. But these cell phones just have you almost magnetized to it. And the
from
conversations
first thing in the morning, all night, first thing in the morning.
Yes, sir. Because the last thing I sent you last night was, I think I sent you some information.
Now, I want to say this to you.
Meeting
I listened to the entire thing that you sent me, the clip from, what's his name?
Michael Pintard.
The clip from Michael Pintard, all 25 minutes of it.
I did.
And in listening to it, his language was in a posture and a position that indicated that there will be a shift. His language indicated that even his organization would be responsible for some of the negligence, because he said successive organizations have dealt with some of the negligence, but this particular organization, this unstoppable organization under the guise or under the leadership of Michael Pintard will be shifting. I see that the energy is ramped up. This is a campaign conversation. They were in Carmichael last night. And I don't know. I mean, I hear what Michael's saying, and I want to believe him. I believe him as an individual, but I don't know whether or not the body of people, the excitement of the Free National Movement, is totally committed and understanding, immersed in what this change means. Because we're looking at the United States of America, we look at the Department of Governmental Efficiency with DOGE, we look at Elon Musk and the tribulation that is being levied against him on a day-to-day basis. We look at governors taking on this position of suing. We look at even the perception of democracy being eroded in these particular spaces. Mm-hmm. And for the change, for the corruption, for the system that existed for such a long time, for the comforts that we've had for a very long time, these things will be eroded. And if you want those things in our country, this corruption, this little lunch money things that has been going on will be done away with entirely if you're ready for that. And I don't know whether or not a traditional Free National Movement, which is a mix of those persons From Cecil Wallace Whitfield to Hubert Ingraham to Minnis to Tommy Turnquist may have one or two people in there and all, right? to now, Michael Pintar being able to say, okay, we're going to flip this entire thing on its head. Do you believe that the organization is prepared for that?
I don't think they're quite ready as yet. They're giving the appearance, though, that they are preparing for war. That, like we said in the past, they've gotten the bag. You know, once they get the bag, that means all systems is go. Kind of want to sense that something is amiss. But from the crowd I saw, which is a very impressive crowd for an association meeting, I must say.
Yeah, but
we did notice.
On. Let's be decent.
I was about to be.
That was not just the association.
And this is what I was about to
that
say.
That was the whole council. Everybody was there.
And they're drawn from other areas. So bear in mind, different constituency persons are pulling people into these association meetings.
Now, I go into hell today, and you and identify yourself. We
got
to hell together. You got to go to hell together.
Well, God, you know, I'm Ian Munnings, better known on the Mandan show, and now on Howard show.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you for
sitting
with me.
It's always good to have good brothers.
I appreciate it. And sisters, of course. Right? And you know, this is Wednesday, guys. The lines are going to be wide open. If you want to be able to join me, I'd love you to do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up, 422-4796. So we're going to open up the lines and have a good conversation today. But the truth of the matter
finish
is...
Finish your thought, because I was on the same wavelength.
Listen.
Finish your thought.
Are we practicing? We're preaching.
Okay,
We saw
Dennelly Penn there.
We saw Dennelly. Kamalafi there. Mm-hmm.
But what amazed me was that when he said that everyone is here, he said, I'm here, the deputy is here, the chairman, he went down the list of people in the executive.
Then he said the general secretary.
Yeah, the general secretary went down that list. Mm-hmm. Then he said the parliamentary caucus was there. Mm-hmm. And then he said Peggy Candace is here. And then he said Arinthia Kumalafi is here. Mm-hmm. And when he said Arinthia Kumalafi, not that it was out of place, but I was wondering, was Arinthia Kumalafi the only aspirant for Michael, or was it simply a way of saying
I think we read into it because of the murmurs that exist on the street. But I don't think that there was anything outside. He didn't say as he wrapped up, right? As he wrapped up and being able to tell us, don't call him Brave, call him Philip, right? As he wrapped up in this kind of position and
how was he running from me? Why you call Arinthia name only?
No, I'm trying to tell you.
Is that not a clear indication?
No.
Howard, is that not a clear indication?
If he was going to be direct, when he was wrapping up, he would say support Arinthia. And when he was wrapping up, he should have taken on a position and say walk with her. He said, just hit the streets. It was too general for me.
No, Howard. Okay, if eight of us are running in a constituency, and I do understand the number to be about.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, and you only call Howard name.
You're
right
me
then
the
and there. If the leader only calling your name, if they're only calling the name of Jesus, only the name of Joseph, only the name of David, only the name of Solomon, anybody else in that story?
Other people in the story now.
No, sir. Can't be. Because you ain't called their name. See, the Bible says when you get to heaven, he can call you by your what?
Name.
Thank you very much. I don't want your name.
But this ain't heaven.
I don't want to hear Howard Grant welcome.
We ain't reached the heaven yet.
No, we in heaven now because we in paradise. We in the Bahamas. You got to be what? We said transparent and what? Accountable.
And but they two things that you're preaching. He's preaching.
He's preaching
he's
that.
Preaching
and
that.
You only call one name. So what I gathered is that maybe, I know Ms. Kumalafi because I was in the DNA with her for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't scared to throw a couple of dollars to make things look right.
Right.
From that appearance of that Michael Association meeting, I almost would believe that she had a big role to play in that because it was a job well done. I must say it was very well done.
What are you saying?
So the influence of that contribution,
I'm asking what you're indicating.
I don't think that was a Kumalafi.
I'm trying to figure out what he's indicating. You're indicating that something else was happening in the past, Garth?
Is that normal for all of the social meetings? Like, have you seen that in the past?
Okay, so you have to know.
That place looked like that was a rally.
Yeah, but you have to know that
it was dressed appropriate, you say.
Okay,
that's
so,
all I'm saying.
So wait.
So you're saying in the past,
I was waiting for to say that. I was ready for to say, Howard, welcome Arinthia Kumalafi.
No.
So my question is, you have not been seeing
Let's
that in the past,
something.
You're saying, Garth?
Remember something. I was.
You was.
At one point.
Yes.
Intimately involved in the makeup of how these things are presented.
Oh.
When the leader presents himself, especially in a time that we're in right now.
Yes.
The party has a responsibility to produce. So when the DJ was there, that was an Arinthia. When the more chairs was there, that was an Arinthia. This is, the leader is coming as a speaker. Everyone has, this is, the whip is on. So everyone has to show up and perform accordingly. So you can't put all this on Orinthia as though.
No, but I'm saying, was it an association meeting?
It was a branch meeting.
And we are going to welcome who? The leader. So just like how it is welcoming Jesus for Palm Sunday, Hosanna, Hosanna.
So this is the palms?
This is what I'm trying to say to you. Trying to tell you. And guess what? When you look at the pictures, Shannon Norcardwright was right behind the leader. He's trying to be mischievous. He's trying to be indecent. Dr. Dwayne Sams was right there next to him, but Orinthia Komolafi was two people away from the leader. Tell me how that.
We could shoot this down, you know. All Orinthia have to do is call us, give us a very clear understanding of her position. She has not been on our show. She has not spoken to us ever on the foundation. She has spoken to other shows and has spoken around us, and we heard from her. But there's no clarity. I've gotten a call from two members in the Southern Shores. Let me just be decent as I say this.
I thought it was three.
No. Okay. I'm saying I've gotten a call officially from two people in Southern Shores as it relates to Howard. We would like to come on and say something. I'm going to be decent as I say this. I've gotten another call from an associate from Fox Hill. This is for the Free National Movement. Howard, what can we do to do this, this, and this, right? I've already gotten some calls from various persons who saying they'd like to be able to come on. I have not received, ever received anything from a formal standpoint, including those in the organization of the Free National Movement, to say Orinthia doing anything. That is speculation.
So, Howard, are you at liberty to say who the candidates were, who the aspirants at least?
No. This is my money. You need to stop.
I'm just asking.
You're doing a lot.
I'm just asking
Jesus
the question.
Christ, you're doing a lot.
I was just asking the question.
Wait, I said two.
The thing is that
if you know it was three,
how?
And one gone. It only can be two left.
Howard, I was trying to let you do the math on that. But my thing is this, is that we're looking at the aspirants are not being ruled out. We're thinking that if Pintard is going to pull the trigger early, or is he going to pull the trigger too late? Because sometimes they're saying
Pintard
that
ain't got no trigger.
They were saying that the up.
He ain't got no trigger to pull.
He ain't got no gun.
He just got to make sure the gun barrel clean.
It clean?
No trigger to pull.
Okay.
He ain't got no trigger to pull. The pulling of the trigger is for the Prime Minister to do. The preparation is for the Free National Movement to do. And what he's doing, based upon what I see, he is moving in a particular direction. Listening to this clip last night, he played a little bit of "They Not Like Us." They not like say, "Oh Jesus, he will get a little youthful." He will get a little, youthful and more. I like the little hip hop thing. I can't fight it.
So, but did you like the youthful, what I call youthful disrespect of calling the Prime Minister Philip?
What is my name?
Howard.
Suppose people call me Fat Boy.
No, but I'm saying.
And you become accustomed to calling me Fat Boy. What is my name?
I'm talking about the
I think
public.
They would be calling out your
what
name.
What is my government name?
But he's saying in the general
listen
public.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Garth Maynard Rose was 56 this year. Listen to me carefully, though. If you are older than I am, I automatically call you Mr.
Garth.
Automatically. Just Mr. Davis with a gun for me.
So if they call me Mr. Fat Boy, it's okay.
No, you're younger than me.
Now, let's be very clear. Your government name, ain't slick, ain't player, ain't brave, ain't strong. Your government name is Garth Maynard Roseboro.
That's correct.
And if I call you Garth, did I call you out of your name?
You called me.
The gloves are off. I cannot fight this man for saying what he said.
So you're saying
he has a responsibility to be able to calibrate the minds of the voters and make them to understand. Don't even subconsciously see brave here.
So you're saying the ring?
So you're saying
Howard?
No.
The bell is already rung.
No.
For the F&M, they should ring it long time.
You can't do that. You can't do that, Howard.
It's already done.
You may not call him brave, but you got to call him Mr. Davis.
He said, I'm calling Philip.
No, sir.
Well, when you see me, call me Mr. Howard, eh?
You're younger than me. You little boy.
That don't mean
you're a little boy to me. You're a little boy to me.
You're Let's take a quick break, guys. Be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the family island.
Hi there. Are you overweight, have pre-diabetes or diabetes, high blood pressure or cholesterol, and want to reverse or manage these diseases? Our Get Fit 7 Weeks Wellness Program is for you. The program starts on Tuesday, April 1st, and space is limited. Call Better Living at 323-5473 or 328-5658 to reserve your spot. The life you save might be your own.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Wasan for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers, March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Jungle Beach Boys, top five in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer, non-stop action, jungle rhythms, great food, and pure vibes. And it's free. Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Dominica Republic, destination for the team. When an all-expense-paid trip for two by San and three, or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels. Yeah.
Esto está caliente.
Te barías.
Really hard to.
Hola, hola from the DR. Taking pictures for the gram just to show you we are. GK money be the motion, papi, mamacita. Go to Chris Kennedy, the team is ready to start because Dominica Republic, destination for the team. When an all-expense-paid trip for two by San and three, or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels, yeah. To see just how it feels, yeah. With Western Union.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday. We got a panel discussion going on. Garth is in the house with us. Ian Munnings is in the house with us also. We're looking for a conversation to happen at the beginning of 1 o'clock, maybe 15 minutes or so, with Toby. Toby's off island, but he's going to call in and have a good conversation with us. But we're talking about these things. We saw the F&M last night. We're trying to figure out whether or not there is a commitment and a mindset of the people for transformation, the way that Michael Pintaud in his capacity as...
I don't like it.
You just suck your teeth?
Yeah, man, I don't like
it. Did you know that we could hear you?
Right. Yeah, but I don't like young people calling older people by their first name. That's just how I was brought up. It's just,
but that's okay.
It's not okay.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
You're saying it's okay?
You know why? This is war, sir.
No.
This is political war. There's no friends here. There's none. When you get into a position, if you are going to be disparaging, you heard Michael Pintaud say, let them sue us.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, so let him do what he has to do.
But I got a problem with addressing people because young people are watching.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
You ever talk to a young person?
Yes.
The question you should have been asking, Howard, was, is Mr. Michael Pintaud... Mr. Michael Pintaud resonating with the youth of today?
Not yet.
Excuse me?
Not yet.
So you go into war, Howard.
I think
I
listened to him last night. Okay, so you know I listened to this with my consultancy ears, right? My political consultancy ears, just to let people know those ears exist, right? So
I see we can be fighting in here.
As I listen to this,
it's a fight tonight.
Yeah. Go ahead.
As I listen to this, I see that he is...
Attempting. Thank you very much.
You give him an A for an effort, but you say he still hasn't...
But you say that he
has... But God say he is not connected.
He's not connected.
I'm a language major, but I know this thing.
He is seeking
to connect. Yes, he is.
Okay.
And I can tell you the quickest way...
He's not sitting in a position...
The quickest way to connect to any young person in this country right now is get him a job or get him some money. I'm asking you this. I telling you this. If you ain't got no money, you ain't got no job, you ain't got nothing for them to smoke, you ain't got nothing for them to drink, then on your run. Just listened to this same station, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, on the news, you already said, 62%, the church has just plateaued at 62%.
And declining.
It had declined and now it's slowing down, where people are leaving the church, leaving organizations. The church is not connecting because the church is a receiving organization. People are not looking.
Not a giving.
Thank you very much.
Not a giving.
If you're not giving, people are not on your run.
They're not leaving the faith. They're leaving the church.
No, that's correct because they've said some 85 to 90% of people 86%. Still believe in a higher being. Yes.
Yeah, they believe that they have a soul.
I believe that the young people are here to view things from their perspective, not my grandmother's perspective or my grandfather's perspective. You know, during those eras with my grandfather and grandmother, it was one way or no way. And so they knew the reason why they were so staunch within these political parties. Now, the younger generation is saying, if you could treat mommy and daddy like that, what you could do to me?
Okay, let me ask Howard this then. Howard Smart, you know, Howard Smart. Do you see Hubert Alexander Ingram calling Sir Lyndon Pinling Lyndon? Let me see this. Let me
of
see
course. What you respect.
Who? When?
Of course.
No, man, you deserve to get your head knocked off, man.
Excuse me. They just call him Elo.
That's different.
Oh, that
that's an affectionate name. But you can't call him Lyndon.
Brave is an affectionate name also.
Brave is okay with me. But you can't call
him
Philip.
You're confusing me, sir.
No, you can't call him, man. You call him Mr. Philip.
You're confusing me.
Or you call him Mr. Davis.
You
call him Prime Minister or Honorable Prime Minister.
God, I think that Howard is saying
you are indifferent with the fact that they are preparing disparaging and using a level of condescension when using the name of the Prime Minister, despite his age, tradition tells you that this is an issue.
Howard, I'm going to ask a question, God, between you and Howard.
You call Howard if...
Because the Bahamian consensus is based on leadership, and they determine whom they would go with based on leadership.
A respectful leader.
So let me ask you a question. Whether he's respectful or not, I mean, like I said,
respectful leader.
During the campaign time,
The gloves off. The gloves are off. Be your friend.
And nobody's going to be afraid to say what they need to do. The reality is they're both vying to become prime minister once again okay. or one time.
Mr. Howard Grant.
This war.
Mr. Manning, listen to me carefully. I understand what you all are saying, you know. I'm not slow. There is Junkanoo and there's Junkanoo Carnival. Me personally, I got a problem with Junkanoo Carnival. Call it something else. That's me personally.
Just don't call it Junkanoo.
I just don't put Junkanoo in that. Junkanoo for me is
it's Junkanoo.
It's Junkanoo. That's me all day long.
Tell Perry Christie that.
But however Trump, I see he rude and he disgusting. And I don't want Mr. Michael C. Pintard to adopt those tactics. Even though I may support Trump in many a situation, I don't like the rudeness.
I can't agree with you.
I don't like rudeness.
I can't agree with you. None
of this. Jesus. Y'all like this bigotry thing. I ain't into that.
Let me tell you why.
I ain't into that.
I don't care how much we have called the former Prime Minister, Hubert Alexander Ingram, Mr. Ingram. I don't care how much we've called former Prime Minister Perry Christie, Mr. Christie. We can see from their fruits. By their fruits, we would know them. As we look around our community, as we look around our city, as we look around our pockets, and for the progression that we envision and we desire, these men, Mr., or whether we call them by their first name, or whether we call them something affectionate, they have not produced. They have not produced, not the way that we envision or desire for this nation, for this time, and this dispensation. I didn't say they didn't do anything. But as it relates to what we need to get done, I don't care if we call the man Brave, or if we call him Philip, or if we call him Mr. Davis, however you want to be able to do it. I don't think you should be disparaging to the Prime Minister's seat. We always acknowledge him as Prime Minister.
Yes.
I can accept this, okay?
Yes, however,
we have to talk about fruits, their application, and what we are seeing from them. And the fact of the matter is I can't fight Michael C. Pintard in his particular capacity by saying that we have not seen what we need to see from Philip. Right? Prime Minister.
Yes.
We could say Prime Minister Davis.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We have not seen these particular things. He has the responsibility of being able to condition an entire generation. He has to be able to approach them. He has to be able to get them magnetized and prepared for the next general election. This is campaign talk. I don't think that, I don't know why you want this to be something other than that.
Can Mr. Pintard do that? The question is, can Mr. Pintard do that?
He could say it. I don't know whether
saying is one thing and doing is another.
Just as he was walking in, this is the conversation that we were having.
Yeah, saying
his ability to say it and whether or not it's translated in the organization is two different things. Now, the organization is made up of Cecil Wallace F&Ms, Hubert Ingram F&Ms, which is at least about 60%.
65.
Right? Minnis has a significant portion in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Pintard is working on himself. Tommy might have one or two people in there also. The party is a conglomerate of different people who had allegiance to different mindsets and different leaders. That means once they identify as an Ingramite, they've taken the mission, the mantra of Ingram onto themselves. They take it into their bosom. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when you start to be able to identify that the party is changing, the question is whether or not the people is changing. You don't discard the people, but how do you now speak with a language that transforms the mind of these people into one position?
Okay.
The PLP does that well. The PLP does this well. The PLP is saying to you, all aboard. The PLP is saying to you, one party. The PLP is saying to you, one leader. This within itself is a conditioning and preparation to get to war, to get to battle, to get to victory. The F&M doesn't have that. The F&M still says things like,
I agree.
Well, this is a dissident organization. And the F&M still says things like that. Let me take the telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you on the line with us live.
Hey, my man.
Hey, how you doing?
You keep saying you old.
You called my show and called me my man and say, hey, God. What kind of man this is?
If God is 65 and he goes to the NIB, I think his card would say senior man.
Exactly. What Mr. Pintard said, we have a lot of Prime Minister for the last couple of years. You understand what I said? And he spoke to that and he said what he said. We have not had a Prime Minister in the last three or almost 4 years now. We have had Philip Davis. That's who we had. That's it. No Prime Minister. Let us start at a topic. Thank you.
I don't think that's fair to say. You can't say that.
Listen to what I'm saying to you.
I don't know what why we would say something.
What I would say is this, though, Mr. Howard Grant, right? And I didn't mean to put the mist in front of there, but I still got a lot of respect for you, right? Listen to what I'm saying to you. Whatever position a person has arrived to in life, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's King Charles III,
Respect the position. We stretch this out now for 20 minutes.
But you got to stretch respect.
No, Garth. No.
You got to stretch
Garth
respect.
Garth is saying respect the position.
We only respect application. That's it. That's all I respect.
And Howard is saying we respect what we're saying.
There is reciprocity in everything that we do in this life. If you give me respect, I will show you respect. Have we received respect from our successive leadership in this country as Bahamians? I cannot stretch out for a long time a conversation of non-productivity that exists within the FNM and the PLP over the name of one man.
Okay, sir.
Because one monkey still don't stop no show.
Mm-hmm.
It don't stop no show. And we need to identify whether or not the FNM is prepared to be able to do as they say. You and I, we sat here on many occasions and had a conversation about the fact that the country needs to change.
We need to shift
a mindset.
But how will it change if we do the exact same thing over and over and repeatedly and expect a different result?
No, but see what I do here on the show is be able to identify those things and get to the root cause of how this needs to be able to change. So this is based in constructive criticisms. We're watching politicians take on a position now and changing their language to align with the expectation of the Bahamian people, but their actions are the exact same thing.
Okay, so let me fix it then.
Their actions are the same.
Let me tell you then, Howard Grant, why I stretch it. And I apologize, this is Howard Grant's show, but I have every intention to make this extremely clear to you. The basic issue of our country and why our country is the way that it now is, almost dysfunctional, is because of a lack of respect.
Or line.
Period. I don't mince my words when I say this.
Or a line of respect.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. The least of us is still great.
God.
As long as we have that particular concept that even I, who Howard Grant speaks about Jesus and church, that the greatest of us, the sinner man, as great as he may be his sins,
God,
he is loved. He is appreciated. He is saved by the blood of Jesus. I'm saying to you, every Bahamian deserves some respect. And when politicians get into power, you know what they do? They disrespect the people. I agree with Howard. I agree.
You're saying that they drink a drink and they change. Scott,
Howard, fight me on this today.
You just fired the prime minister last week. You fired it.
That don't have nothing to do with me calling him Mr.
Jesus Christ.
I said, Mr. You fired?
So you agree?
Mr. You fired.
Hold on. You speak as though your retention of the respect for this particular man equates to your desire to be able to see him in this position.
That's not true.
So whether or not he is Mr. or Miss or whoever he is, he needs to go. Is that what you're saying?
But God is doing it in a diplomatic way. It's a diplomatic way, right, God?
You
did it in a diplomatic way.
Who cares about the diplomacy?
You said Mr. You fired.
Who cares about the diplomacy after you're gone? We will see you no more. When Vashti get kicked out of the kingdom, nobody know who she was no more. Her name was only at the introduction of the conversation. At the end of that, we understood that Esther was born for such a time as this. Now, we are looking for the Esthers. Let's be decent. Quick break, gonna be right back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. Is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations, 96.9 FM.
Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation's Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay a bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form, and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. That's right, save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and it's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st to the 28th. Show your water service some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Pay in full, save more. It's that simple with sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Dominica Republic, destination for the team. When an all-expense-paid trip for two by sand and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels. Yeah.
Esto está caliente.
Te barías.
Really hard.
Hola, hola from the DR. Taking pictures for the gram just to show you we are. GK money be the motion, papi, mamacita. Go to Chris Kennedy, the team is ready to start because... Dominica Republic, destination for the team. With an all-expense-paid trip for two by sand and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels, yeah. To see just how it feels, yeah. With Western Union.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King NASA. With its new Stacker King lineup, it doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King NASA.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally...
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, February 26th, 2 days away from the end of the month. I know you guys are excited about that, all you government workers out there. I know that you're getting paid. How I know you're getting paid? Everyone advertising for you. Come buy from here. Come buy. They don't want you have nothing. Let's figure out a way to be able to save and make sure you got some stuff going on, all right? We're here. We're good. We'll just be continuing to be able to jam. I got to be able to remind you guys what Kalik said. Kalik has indicated to us that they got a victory fest going on. And that victory fest, they want you to join them on Saturday, this Saturday, at Smuggler's Square for the epic celebration of 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy good music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant and DJ Tank, and also performing as Fanshawn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxon Superstars. That's going to be Saturday, this Saturday coming, at Smuggler's Square. If you don't know what it is, just go into your Google thing. You can just type in Smuggler's Square, Bahamas, and it'll pop right up. You guys can be able to get the directions there and enjoy the festivities in there. Well, I'm sitting in the studio with none other than Garth Roseborough and Ian Munnings. Having a good conversation, man. God keep fighting me about this thing. Don't call a man this, don't call a man that, and so forth and so on. I'm not going to fight Garth. We're good with that. And Garth has taken on this position, but I just won't be able to read this text before we get to Toby. Toby should be on the line, but I won't read this text. It says, where was the respect when Philip Brave Davis was calling Hubert Ingram Papa Clown? He was the prime minister at the time.
And who was calling who?
Philip Brave Davis was calling Hubert Ingram Papa Clown.
Yeah, and Philip Brave Davis didn't get his due reward in short order.
Well, so is Michael Pintar. Oh,
yes, you get your reward. Your reward is coming. see, those words. Man, listen, I am so big on respect.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
I am so big on respect.
Not thy politician.
Do you know that the reason why the world is the way it is? You know what it was?
But what you're saying, God, you said that he's going to get
Adam
a just reward.
Adam and Eve disrespected God. That's all this was, you know.
But God, what are you saying the prime minister is going to get? I'm asking. What are you saying that the prime minister is going to get?
I think some licks coming for two of them. I don't know how that's going to work, but I am sure, based on the quality of this show, and Howard and I are waiting.
But you're saying a little lick for two of them.
Howard and I are waiting
to go through
each of these parties and pick these candidates apart.
Howard.
God said
says that both of them are going to
get
a licking.
They get some licks.
So the question I'm asking, so you're referring to Lincoln being launch? Or I don't want to speculate.
No. So if you were following with us, we believe that there is coming a time where there will be enlightenment in our community. From an independent standpoint, not necessarily from the COI,
from a party standpoint,
but from an independent standpoint, that communities will be able to awaken to the idea that they ain't giving you nothing, the PLP ain't giving you nothing, the FNM ain't giving you nothing. You have the power to make a decision, and that decision should be for the strongest candidate in your constituency.
Or one of your own.
Whoever this, your own people.
That's how we can play it. One of our own.
One of your own in your constituency.
Yeah. I think that is going to be the trend.
Let's make this happen.
Okay. Let's make that happen.
Now, one of the persons who've been advocating and really pushing for this sort of an idea of independence outside of the autonomy and strength of the government and the empowerment of the Bahamian people is Toby Smith. We've seen him with the Lighthouse Project, the Lighthouse Point Project. We've seen him most recently on social media, if you've been paying attention. He's been going around and really being able to document the inefficiencies, the inconsistencies, the promises that fall to the floor by our government, successive governments.
Yes.
And now he's taken on this kind of a course whilst he continues to be able to fight in the courts for a position that he has indicated was given to him, that he signed up for, that should be lawfully his as it relates to being able to ascend to a particular point and position in the country. That's been snuffed away from him. We've seen some murmurings of that happening in other spaces. But more specifically, Toby, as a Bahamian, wants to be able to amplify that. Toby, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Hey, good afternoon to the people out there. Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Howard.
What's up, Toby? You sound far. Get close to your mic.
All right. Is that any better?
Yes, yeah, good, man. What's happening with you?
Everything is super. Thank you. You were playing Bob Marley's War Song.
You know it.
The intro.
You know it. I think that the country is both political parties are going to war, right? As they prepare for party politics times, as you prepare for elections. But I believe that the Bahamian people should be the ones putting the black eyeliner and the shoe polish under our eyes and preparing ourselves in cami, because this should be a rumbling, something different to both political organizations that they have not seen before. It's an awakening in our community. When we see videos like yours, when we see other persons agitating for things happening, it's an awakening, and we need to be able to get things on the up and up for the Bahamian citizens. Talk to me about it, Toby.
Thank you, Howard. You know, I think that it goes beyond politics. If Bahamians was to concentrate on politics and concentrate on two parties, three parties, however many, we're going to get lost in the crowd. We're going to get lost in that whole game that they play. So those Bob Marley war lyrics, that until there is no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is no more significant than the color of his eyes, you say war. And I think that we really need equality in the Bahamas, and I think that Bahamians are really waking up, standing up, becoming more vocal, and that it's leading into a movement that we can do this 242.
I think we can, Toby. And I wanted to talk to you about that. I know your fight is an ongoing fight with what was happening over at the Lighthouse Point. We saw your videos the other day, the promises that have been made by RCI, and being able to see that they've started some stuff over there. And, you know, I stood up there and I said, look at Toby talking Spanish.
Look at Toby talking about it.
That's the diversity of the Bahamians.
What'd you say, Toby?
Yeah. I always speak Spanish, too.
That's the diversity of the Bahamians.
Well, no problem, man. You know, Howard, it was very disheartening to me to go over there and, you know, Royal Caribbean are talking about that they're trying to drive this narrative that they're hiring Bahamians. And me just going over there and seeing what's going on, I was checking on my boundaries. And while RCL were trying to take Crown Land from me and marking it on maps as being theirs and giving presentations that it's theirs, I fended them back. I pushed them back, straight back past my beach parcel. So we're going out there and checking the exactly which wall to make sure that it's legit. Mm. And in me doing that, yeah, man, they were like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Shouting at me, like engaging me and bragging about them being from Indonesia, Guadalajara in Mexico. They're from Mexico. They said they had Indians over there. And then,
but you didn't see any Bahamians.
Well, how do you see a Bahamian? You know, if it's that people are shouting out in Spanish and claiming that they're from Indonesia, I don't think it's Bahamians pranking me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, down the road, there could be people, but I ain't gonna judge a man by his color and say what nationality is. But, you know, all that there was foreign languages being spoken to me. Let's put it like that.
Talk to me about this, Toby. We haven't. This is not the first time that you've seen this. This is an issue that is ongoing from maybe the Christie administration spilled into the Minnis administration with the expectation for things to get happen. Now we're in the Davis administration and you're still unresolved or still fighting in the courts. But as we look in the newspaper, as we tear open from one page to another, most recently we would have been able to see this issue that popped up in Exuma with moorings, right? And right. When we identify those things and we kind of put two and two together and identify it, we start to question ourselves as to whether or not this is a trend that's happening here with this sort of an idea that the power exists and the autonomy for what should happen with the country and who should become an entrepreneur and how they move in a particular direction is confined to the office of the prime minister and those persons who are, close proximity to him. Is this something that we often see? How do we fix this? How do we find ourselves getting to transparency, getting to accountability? We've done everything as it relates to being able to say, put your RFPs out, go to tender, do this, do that for transparency. And we still find ourselves in this position where people slip across that and do as they please. Talk to me about it.
So, yeah, Bahamians want transparency and accountability. And the government doesn't want to provide a source of funds for where campaign finance is coming from. They don't want to provide freedom of information to the Bahamian people. They don't want to have that accountability, that transparency. They don't want to go for request for proposals, the RFPs that you mentioned, because if that's the case, then they're not going to be able to cherry pick and divvy up of who gets what. So in that vein, I'm not, this my discussion with you today, Howard, to be very frank with you, is that this isn't about Toby. This isn't about Toby's case on Paradise Island, although this is a prime example of what they're doing. This is pretty, you know, this is a vast amount of Bahamians that are getting this runaround that if you ain't in the click,
you can't get
it. We can talk about the click. If you ain't in the click, they could prey on your hope. They could prey on your faith. And they're going to keep you with some kind of carrot. And if you make noise, then they're going to block you and tell you definitely ain't getting it now, right? So Bahamians are being oppressed. They've been having their foot on their necks that we can't get approvals for projects. We can't get ahead. We can't get a letter from government department. We can't get this. Somehow Bahamians are being oppressed on many, many levels. And I'm trying to be vocal about that. That mm-hmm. it's not just me. It is many people and many more people are getting fed up. Wow. So this ain't about politics because we know what their game is. And I'm jumping into the gutter of becoming some politico or something like that. But let's talk about the economic pie, if we could, please, Howard.
The thing is, Howard, are we more inclined as a government to open the doors to the Bahamas to foreigners rather than our own people?
We've talked about that historically. The government is, they talk a good talk. they understand the language of youth. And they are at least connected to this global movement where persons are using strategic words to be able to enact their desires. Mm-hmm. So the former administration, more specifically Hubert Minnis, in his particular capacity as prime minister, traveled the world when he went to Paris and started to talk about the corruption that existed in our country, mm-hmm. yeah. right? Then came back home and took on this kind of position of being able to lock down and use the level of condescension and so forth and so on. We've identified these things, right? And then he used language in his speeches that says taxes is an easy way out. What we should use is creativity and innovation. And then he goes right to taxes. This is confusing to me. You're confusing me. You do everything right as it relates to language. And this is what I'm saying about the Free National Movement. You're doing everything right as it relates to language, but there's no expectation that the body and the spirit that we'll exists within that. Your organization we'll can change. That. You ain't gonna do it.
That
you ain't gonna do
that
it.
They will follow that.
You have proven to us time and time again you know what to say.
I can say anything.
But the question is, will you know what to do?
You know what to say, but you have not proven to the Bahamian people that you have the wherewithal, the strength to make a decision that is going to be a hard decision. It's not gonna be easy.
So let me ask this then, Howard. Toby.
That is the decision, Howard. That is the answer.
How many years have you been in this fight, Toby?
April 12th will mark 13 years of the government.
So how do you look at 13 years of change of government? 13 years would put us back to where?
I said it came from Christie's 2012, administration.
Yeah.
Perry Christie's administration.
2012.
That's a lot of weight. That's in a nutshell.
Yeah, but they're trying to beat him out to see whether or not his exhaustion would put them in a position where they could say, all right, now we can take this his piece too. He tired.
Financially?
He tired.
Or physically?
This is what they do.
But how
whatever they could do, man, that's their tactic. That's what I said. It's their political.
But
is there any support? Is there any public support for people who make this effort? Any agency within the government that can say, here is a place where they can actually fight for the people, an agency that says, you know what, you have a legitimate right
the
to.
The language
you make. Or you have to go to a lawyer
God,
and spend money.
God, do you make
for Bahamians to tell the Prime Minister, authorize?
The Attorney General, does anyone get involved in such matters?
Let's fix this.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Let's fix this. The language of the Free National Movement, even prior to that, the language that the PLP has taken with being able to capture snippets from the DNA that started to talk about freedom of information, that started to talk about an ombudsman, that started to talk about this transparency and accountability from these particular spaces, it ended up in a great deal of speeches, but it never translated into anything of worth and merit.
No, yeah, I got you.
And merit. It didn't. They say these things, but there is no space for him to do that. Toby, in his particular capacity, provided all the information. I read through it. I saw these things, all the documents, signed off. This was supposed to be done. A done deal.
Okay, is this supposed to be done like how the Maureen deal was done? Like quick?
The Maureen deal was done.
No, see, that's what I'm saying.
No, how quick was that done?
I think they were taxing.
No, but the difference between what Toby has done, like he's indicating to you, and Toby, I can let you tell your story. The difference between what he's done and what we've seen most recently with this expediting. This is really... This
SpaceX and moorings and all these things expedited.
This is expedited, right? Swiftly and being able to run through to be able to get to a particular position. Yeah. What Toby has done is taken the time and taken the course and being able to do all these things, taking those steps to indicate he's done that. One administration said they like it. The next administration said they'll do it. And then the indifference came when a bigger quote-unquote anchor concept came in and said, we'll bring you this instantaneously. The Bahamian people don't believe, our Bahamian government don't believe in Bahamians. They don't. No, I feel like Kanye right now. Our government does not believe in Bahamians. They don't. Successive administrations.
Neither of them.
But God, look at
successive administrations.
Look at the industries of the Bahamians that have been abroad, have been educated, Bahamians with talent. You know, we only recognize these Bahamians with talent when they are on stage and somebody recognize them externally. Internally, it's like they don't exist. The reality is we have big movies producers. I have a friend that's actually a producer, has been in Hollywood, been credited, everything like that. Bahamian, you know, Youth Swaps and Culture has a film committee. I don't know if it's committee or whatever, but none of those persons are in the film industry.
Wow.
So guys like Mr. Lord and all of those guys,
they don't
who knows, who's trained Bahamians to become producers,
you know? And I mean, it's just crazy. And then you have foreigners that are coming in the country that are hiring them to do the same job that somebody internally hired them from in external places.
See, I just want
to
be...
Are they hiring them at all? If not, they're bringing in their own film crew.
And so you got the Bahamians that are doing...
Have to stand aside and watch.
They do not believe in Bahamians.
They ain't getting the job.
So we don't need to look for that slogan
they
in
do
this
not
upcoming
believe.
Election.
Listen,
better to be a Bahamian.
Let's shoot straight.
What is Bahamian bright?
Can I say this to you?
I'm listening out with
Grant. My heart was warm when I saw the PLP came out in 2012 with "We Believe in Bahamians." I told you the PLP the PLP knows how to pull our heartstrings. They know it.
It pulled the string on massage.
When I say
pull the string on massage,
let me hear how it is.
I can get deep with you.
Let me hear how it is.
I can get deep with you because the Bahamian people don't understand that the PLP is playing a psychological war on you. They bad, man. I try to explain to you how hard it is. When you walk out your constituency, you didn't see a foreign face from Nassau. Those pictures that said "We believe in Bahamians" was your cousin from the constituency you was in. Every single picture was people who lived in the constituency they was in.
People yes. you knew. People you could
people
identify.
People that you knew.
Who you could identify with.
You said, "Mother sick, this is my cousin from right up the road. I can't believe you take that picture." Well, yeah, boy, they called me. I take the picture. Yeah. He got his gold teeth, his teeth cracked, the whole thing right there. And "We believe in Bahamians," the thing was heartwarming. To believe that an organization, a political organization that has shifted, now we're going to give Perry Christie another opportunity because he has reconnected with
people.
Something that he's left behind. And the first thing he get in was reject all of us and focus on Sarkis Esmerillion.
Okay, let me put something in place, if I may. Let me fix this, Howard Grant.
Oh, you turned up the heat today. Yeah, you turned up the heat, Howard. Howard turned up
first
the
of
heat.
All, yes, no. First of all, Howard mentioned their whole campaign thrust, right?
With the slogans
the
bad boy. He said that, right? Now, more than likely, that consultation came from foreign people.
That don't matter where it come from.
More than likely.
That was bad.
More than likely. They hire consultants.
That was worse.
They hire the consultants, Garth, but the ones that are, the ones who are,
this is the point I'm
making, the ones who can relate to the Bahamians and know what to say to the Bahamians are the Bahamians.
But this is what I'm saying to you. So I'm saying to you this, right? I know Howard Grant. Howard Grant has that creative ability to do the same thing or better.
But he's a Bahamian.
How would I know this?
But he's a Bahamian.
Let me tie into it.
They wouldn't give Howard that contract.
Let me fix this.
They would not give Howard the contract.
Let me fix this, Ian.
$3 million with a PLP.
Oh, come on, man.
That's good money.
Let me fix this.
I like this.
But let me fix this.
But I'll bring somebody else who's left down Howard.
Let me fix this.
Fix it, God. I'm listening now.
We got Toby Smith on the phone. Yes?
Yes,
Toby Smith has shown not only the ability, the creativity, and the talent to get such a project off the ground through his tenacity. The respect to give
Thank
to
you.
Toby to say, you know what? I see potential in this. And to utilize the Bahamian Toby Smith, not only to do that here in New Providence sector, but to do that throughout the entire family of islands as a consultant and empower him to do that. And to enrich those around him. That's what the barbers are supposed to be
the
about.
The question you got,
and Howard,
the question
about.
You got, and entrepreneurship. How many excessive government have made millionaires in this country with people like Toby
they
and like people like hold on,
they
like people like Toby.
They make some millionaires.
Hold on, and then they I'm talking with your cronies now. Yeah. I'm talking with people.
Well, that's the only one who's getting millions.
I'm talking with people who get up every day with a creative idea. Who has done the job? Who has done what you say to do?
That's
knock on the door, but nobody will open.
Yeah, that's how I get the more.
What happened to those young Bahamians who created a product?
Well, let me take a quick commercial break. When we get back, Toby, we can touch this a little bit more. Guys, quick commercial break. It'll be right back after this.
Illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War.
Attention Marco's Pizza lovers in Freeport and to our Cable Beach customers. We have heard you. Marco's $10 carryout, one large, one topping pizza is now available at all locations. That's right. Whether you live out east, west, central, south, or in Freeport, Marco's has you covered. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. Marco's is getting bigger and better by the moment. This unbeatable deal is available for a limited time only.
Bahamas. Join Sherwin Gardner for the Find Me Here album launch on February 28th, 7 p.m. at Bahamas Harvest Church, JFK Plaza. Featuring From the USA, Kalante Gavin, and Kateri B, and Positive from TNT. This will be one epic night full of blessings. Get tickets at a live events app or Bahamas Harvest Church and SherwinGardner.com. A blessing's gonna find you here. Powered by Alive.
Hi there. Are you overweight, have prediabetes or diabetes, high blood pressure or cholesterol, and want to reverse or manage these diseases? Our Get Fit 7 Weeks Wellness Program is for you. The program starts on Tuesday, April 1st, and space is limited. Call Better Living at 323-5473 or 328-5658 to reserve your spot. The life you save might be your own.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Until the philosophy which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Toby, I know that you are far off and being able to contribute to these conversations, but I want you to be able to wrap up for me. Just tell me, Toby, where are we right now with your agitation, with your posture, with this sort of an idea of what's happening in the country? What is the expectation, especially in the charged environment, as we move towards a general election? I can feel it in the air. I can feel it in the air. That we're moving towards another general election, and the language has shifted in this country. Garth is in here telling me about who shouldn't be called by their first name. The disrespect has begun. Talk to me, Toby, about what you see or envision or what you would like to see as the next step for transformation in this country.
I'd like to see greater equality for Bahamians, all Bahamians. Every Bahamian wakes up in debt with $33,000 because the government is just out there borrowing. The billions of dollars, $13 billion that we're in the hole for as far as government debt is concerned, by 400,000 people, is $32,000 that every Bahamian wakes up with in the morning. I'd like to see this economic pie that the government touts, rather than it being distributed where it's a nice cake, man, it's got extra toppings, it's got all the icing on the top, everything, and that's going straight out the country into the pockets of, like, the cruise lines and whatnot. It's a three-layered cake. They're getting the top of it, the creme de la creme. Then you got the taxes and the high utility bills and the politicians and all their clique taking the next layer of it. Then you got the hyenas that are protecting the political parties with their going online and them scoundrels out there barking so that they could get to the trough, right? And keeping your regular Bahamians from even getting the last crumbs. Mm. And your regular, hardworking, your tax-paying Bahamians that are funding all of this, that are getting the short end of the stick, yeah? They're the hardworking, and they're prepared to work. And they got to stand aside and sit and watch foreign workers come in, like what Royal Caribbean are doing over on Paradise Island. Yeah, and then they want to come out and say, well, we're hiring a Bahamian contractor. So that they think at an arm's length that they can be disingenuous to us by saying that they're hiring Bahamian. Meanwhile, they're hiring a third party that's Bahamian or questionably Bahamian. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the foreigners are getting the jobs on that. And foreigners and Bahamians have to sit idly by, unemployed, in debt, and not be able to have a job. And this happens not only in Nassau or on Paradise Island. This is at 12 locations in the Bahamas, Howard. You've got Celebration Key that's destroying what was naturally up there now. Yeah? You've got a bunch of crown land, like what used to be called Gorda Key, which is Castaway Key now for Disney, Princess Key, Half Moon Key. They're putting two locations, putting in an extra dock putting in two docks at Half Moon Cay. They're doubling up. They got approval for be able to berth two docks, two ships at Celebration Cay. They doubled it and said they want four ships. You got Bimini, RCL, NCL, Great Stirrup Cay, Little Stirrup Cay, what they now call Coco Cay. It's wrong, and Bahamians aren't getting that. The inequality where they don't have to pay VAT, they don't have to pay business license, they don't have to pay work permits for all these guys coming off the ship. They are not buying from Bahamian wholesalers.
Yep.
They are not supporting our fuel companies, our education system, our banking. They're taking that top layer of cake straight out the country, and Bahamians have to watch it.
That's what's killing the people.
My God.
That's a mouthful, Toby.
And nobody can see that. Toby, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, man. Toby, that, thank you.
I listen, appreciate when you guys, man. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
All of that, what Toby said.
When you get back, Toby, come sit with me. Let me know. Hit me up and let me know exactly what's what. We'd have a good conversation.
Yeah, man.
Anytime. Thank you, brethren. I appreciate you all. And thank you, Bahamas.
Respect.
All right, man. Thank you, man, Toby. Ladies and gentlemen, as none other than Toby Smith being able to talk to us about the indifference that exists in here and how do we get to this position. You know, some of his sentiments reign supreme and come to the forefront as it relates to the conversation that I had with Raphael Ray Munnings the other day, and him stating that back in the 50s, when cruise ships were coming here, they would say to the passengers in the 50s, the 60s, right, that don't go over the hill. Your wife can get raped. Don't go over the hill. Somebody's going to steal something from you if you go over the hill. And they were doing their best to ensure that they can be able to keep the finances, the funds, within their coffers in this particular space. And whether it was Stafford Sands, whether it was Nico Grant, whether it was, who else was the Minister of Tourism during these particular times?
They're still doing it today.
We see a tremendous amount of transition. And over the course of 40, 50, almost a century, Vanderpool Wallace, even before that, you go all the way back, Obi Wilshcombe, you go all the way back, Perry Christie, I think Perry Christie was the Minister of Tourism at one point, mm-hmm. right? You go all the way back to these particular spaces. These are men who understand. They understood. And this is why I tell you neocolonialism is something else, because at least you knew, for the most part, who your enemy was. Mm. You could see it. Mm-hmm. But now, since the shifting of hands and the shifting of power, you don't know who your enemy is.
We do. It's royalty, like Royal Caribbean. That's neo-colonialism right there. They're continuing the tradition of colonialism. They're coming into a foreign land, renaming it from Little Stirrup Cay to fit their narrative, and totally throwing away Bahamian culture and our heritage. That's cultural misappropriation. And they're coming and they're demanding our crown land,
yeah,
like royal, and want red carpet.
And our governments continue to genuflect to them. That's crazy.
Howard, I walk into the hotels today, and I see nothing resemble us as a nation. I travel to an island like Jamaica, and you walk into the hotels, you walk into the restaurants.
You only could see Jamaican. You walk into the food stores,
and you're eating the products. They're Jamaican. But at home in the Bahamas, Bahamians are last.
Well, let's take this commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Get right back. I see your telephone calls on the line. I know you guys want to jump in. Toby, again, thank you so much for a telephone call, my brother. I'll see you when you get back.
And permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want. Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. It says, let's read a couple of these things in the studio with Ian, in the studio with Garth. Just for talking to Toby and just want to be able to talk about these things. Where was the respect when Philip Rave? Oh, we read this one already. Let's see if we can be able to read another one. This is Howard and Garth. Remember the term behemianization way back? BS. And pacification to the masses / drop the M. All right? So that's that, right? So it says Toby have to be on something he just say on his video saying every Bahamian wake up with a bill of $28,000 now, and he on the show saying that it's $33,000. Well, that's easy math. $13 billion divided by $400,000, we can be able to get that math, right? 13 billion dollars divided by 400,000 people, and you can be able to identify that exactly what's what, right? So he says $33,000. Toby, who you support now? Because the FNM and the PLP piss him off. This is a text that's coming through.
That's a good question, right? That's still a good question.
Toby, he just told you he's supporting the Bahamian people.
Yeah, I know.
He's supporting the Bahamian people. He's supporting the awakening of the Bahamian people to recognize that Peter ain't no different than Paul, right? In this particular capacity, right? Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Right here. Good afternoon to you and God. How you all doing?
All is well, man.
Right here with Ian.
We're here in the studio with Ian.
Oh, sorry about that. Good afternoon, Ian. How you doing?
Good afternoon, sir.
All right, and good afternoon to the nation. Boy, look here. I just tuned in, right? But even though I'm late, I'm happy I caught this part of the conversation. I was wondering when you and God, Howard, was going to explore, in all honesty and sincerity, politics set aside, the conversation surrounding Bahamas moorings, right? Mm-hmm. Are you with me, Howard and God?
Yeah.
Ian? Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a few comments, several comments I'd like to make quickly, right? Let me go back to something you said maybe a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, Howard. Right? You get at me?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. You said, maybe this was two weeks ago plus, I don't know.
Go ahead.
You were discussing the unions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the memorandum of understanding between the unions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had the president for the Bahamas Teachers Union, Mrs. Belinda Wilson, on mm-hmm. the show, right?
Yeah.
You said something that I always say to you, but you left out something, but it was very profound nonetheless. You said to the union members, to the union leaders, not the members, how could you take the collateral and trust that we place in you as the membership and utilize it to benefit yourselves? You remember saying something like that?
Yes, I remember saying something like that.
Very profound statement, Howard. And let me add this part. See, how could you take the trust and the collateral and the hard work and the dedication and the commitment and the loyalty that you place in leadership to benefit yourself without also benefiting me. That's the part that you should add on to that. And there's nothing wrong with you saying that. You hear me, Howard?
You could benefit, but I got to benefit too.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with you saying that, Howard. Absolutely nothing. Ian, you said something earlier. Let me address you before I open to the Bahama Mooring. If you work hard, Ian, if you were in the trenches working hard, if you were a part of who delivered victory to a team, do you think if something is wrong with you being given or provided with, not given, provided with opportunities to thrive in your own country?
Use the right word. Stop it. Use the right word. The word is rewarded. That's what you want to say.
Rewarded? I believe provided. That an opportunity should be granted to any Bahamian. If you're a Bahamian, I think that the opportunity should be granted to you.
Absolutely.
And I more so believe that if you put in the work and you create something, that there are measures that should be put in place for those persons to have the ease of business.
I don't disagree with you, but you ignored my question. Nonetheless.
No, I didn't ignore it. I'm telling you. You said a person's campaign. Too long have we been settling for the low-hanging fruit. What is a couple of dollars when your government is out, 2 weeks later, you even ain't got a pot to urinate in? I mean, I'm just saying.
Can you hear me, Ian? The expression is pissing. Go ahead.
I didn't want to use the
pee. I'm not going to get caught in the mud. What I will say, every man by the sweat of, or every man, when I say man, I mean mankind. I'm not just speaking to men.
By the sweat of their brow.
Whoever. Every man shall eat according to the sweat of their eyebrow. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the word. Is that the word, God?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I mean, that's the word. But we have grown adults that are looking up at the other men as if they were their fathers and their mothers. And the reality is that, you know, too long have we been getting this free or the slack lunch when we should have been putting in the work.
Let me fix it.
No. I can't let you get away with that. Listen, the great United States of America, the most powerful nation on this planet, my brother, the president, he is appointing those who did the heavy lifting for him. What you think this is? Do you think people are going to do heavy lifting only to be overlooked? For people who aren't doing no heavy lifting, you better get real in.
I would have let you answer. Because what happened to the Bahamians get up every morning?
Hold on.
Who's doing the work, Howard?
Watch me.
You got to get real, man. You have to be able to.
Anton is speaking on his behalf.
You have to get
right? Anton is speaking from personal knowledge that he has been overlooked after he has done significant heavy lifting in the organization of the PLP.
That's the problem. He's going to have to take that up.
He has been taking advantage of.
He's going to take that up with his leader, or he's going to take that up with his member of parliament.
Yeah, so that's why he's come talk with us.
Hey, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Howard.
Are you ready? Go ahead, Anton.
I like Toby. I'm personalizing the conversation to be enough.
Toby, if they dangle the crumbs and you continue just to follow the pattern to pick up the crumbs, you think they can ever offer you a plate at the dinner table?
My brother, I come from a family. We work hard for what we want. We don't beg no man for nothing. We will kick you on your butt first. That's the kind of family I come from. We stand on our 2 feet and we earn our way. And I'm the same way, my brother. I don't beg no man for nothing.
Now, Anton, I have to let you wrap up real quick. I hear you in passion.
Oh. Yeah, I love Anton. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Anton, I got 2 seconds.
Howard.
Go ahead.
Let me get to the elephant in the room. This Bahamas Mooring thing. This troubles me on many levels. Many levels. It troubles me.
But, Anton, you just said people are giving things to their people who did the lifting. So if the individual who got it did some lifting, then you're saying there's nothing wrong with that.
Ian, what you are talking about is completely different than what happened in this Bahamas Mooring situation.
The individual do any lifting? That's the question you have to ask yourself.
I don't want you to trivialize what happened in this Bahamas Mooring situation, Ian, because it is nothing to politicize. This is serious business.
It is serious business.
Okay, so surmise it, because I only got a couple of seconds and I got the lines lit right up.
All right.
Pull it together quickly.
Look. If the Prime Minister wants to cherry pick someone, even within his immediate fold, to provide an opportunity to, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's his prerogative.
Oh,
right?
My God. I don't know.
However, however, the problem
oh, not coming for you.
For me, the problem
you may have to stand up on that one.
Hey, Owen.
Go ahead, Anthony, listen in.
Quickly. The problem comes in for me. Quickly. What kind of partner would you be if you were going ahead of all approvals that the government set in the agreement and starting work before you even get the first approval?
But you just answered the question, though. You just answered the question. I can let Howard answer that.
Anton, and I got to let you go, Anton, because the lines are lit right up. I appreciate your telephone call. Maybe we get deeper into this tomorrow if I don't have anybody come into the show. So I want to be able to do this. But the truth of the matter is that you can't supersede procedure. You can't supersede the path in which all of us have been on the line. You can't jump the line to get to the tuck shop window. You can't do that. And even though it's the prerogative of the prime minister, the responsibility of the prime minister, if he's giving you something, just as you began this conversation, Anton, if you getting something wrong with that, nothing wrong with that. If you get something, but you have to make sure Sparky don't call his radio station and say that he's been waiting on a piece of crown land for 20
now
years.
Now we talking.
You have to make sure that Howard Grant, who's put in for 2 acres of crown land for some time to be able to do a particular project over the past 15 years, could be able to at least get acknowledgement from the office of the prime minister. Organizations who have been working and pushing back to be able to see themselves in a formal position, make something happen, the government of the Bahamas should at least be able to reach out to them with formality and said, okay, this is where we are in the process. There should not be this murmuring, whether it is for candy and foam, because there was murmuring. I just want to be decent about this. Whether it was for candy and foam, there was murmuring, or whether it's for the mooring situation, or whether it is for what we're hearing coming out of Andrus as it relates to those particular things. The office of the prime minister, who has the jurisdiction and oversight of the crown land in this country, should be fair in their position. And I don't want to sound like an F&M when I say fair. You understand? Because they didn't put the thing out there fair play.
No, you didn't. You understand? But you didn't.
But they should be fair. There should be balance. Because not because you have proximity to the PLP, it should give you immediate access. Not because a potential advisor in these particular spaces is in close proximity to the office of the prime minister, then the optics don't look good. Oh, quickly, let's cancel this particular thing. You've already decided that you've committed your hearts to this. This is what exists in your heart, no matter if we found out about it. All this saying to me is you can deviate, look around, detour to find another way to be able to ensure that you can take care of your people. I ain't got no problem with you taking care of your people, but take care of the Bahamian people.
Howard Bob Marley said it best. War.
But Howard Grant, I'll just say this to you. If you're going into public life and you find yourself being overly sensitive, you need to leave, eh? This ain't for you. This is a rough sport. And as long as the foundation is here,
a blood sport.
Guardian Radio is here, and I am here, the truth continues to stand with me, and I stand for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to jam with us. It's 2 p.m. on the dot. I see 2 telephone calls. Y'all, please forgive me for that. I wasn't able to get to your telephone calls. Tomorrow, Small Business Thursday, if we're going to make any modifications, I'll do so. We can dive deeper into the conversation. There is a lot to talk about from a national perspective. We want to encourage all participants, in Garth words, to be decent.
And respectful.
Unrespectful. But we know that the gloves is off. And everywhere we look is war. This is the foundation. We'll see you tomorrow. God's spear, right here.
Illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Now,